Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question. That question is regarding whether visiting the graves is permissible, specifically visiting the graves of the Imams alayhi salam, and also whether there's something within the Quran which indicates the permissibility of such an act. You know that obviously there are some other sects within Islam which consider such an act to be haram, to be impermissible, religiously impermissible, and therefore, you know, they consider visiting the grave, the pilgrimage that the Shia, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, perform, and when they visit the graves of the Imams, they consider this to be an act of an impermissible act, an innovation in religion, right? And they consider it to be a sin. Right? So regarding, in response to this question, we can say that, first of all, the permissibility of visiting the graves of the dead, specifically the graves of the Ahlul Bayt, you know, and the A'imma alayhimus salam, the permissibility of such an act has been proven more than anything by means of the traditions which have been related from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also the Imams, right? But very seldom has recourse been made to the verses of the Holy Quran. Nevertheless, there are certain indications within the Holy Quran that such an act is permissible. It's not a sin. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَا تُصَلِّي عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. In this verse, God Almighty says that do not stand, do not pray upon the dead body of any of them. Here, this is a reference to the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. Also, do not stand near the grave of any of them and ask for, their forgiveness. Because, and in continuation, God says, because, why? Because God and His Prophet, they disbelieved in God and His Prophet, and they died in their transgressions. Some of the Mufassirin, some of the commentators of the Quran have inferred from this verse that standing near the grave and praying for the dead person in the case where the person is not a hypocrite is permissible. Otherwise, if this prohibition was general, right? If this prohibition was general and was not specifically for the munafiqeen, the God Almighty, there would be no reason for God to simply prohibit this act with respect to them. Right? He would have said that God Almighty would have told His Prophet not to do it, not to perform this act with respect to anybody, right? There would be no reason to add this clause. And also, within the verse itself, it says that the reason why we shouldn't do this is because these people disbelieved in God, right? So, because the cause here of the prohibition has been mentioned, in the cases where the cause is not present, like in the case of the believers, there's no reason why the prohibition should also, be mentioned. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the permissibility of visiting the graves of the believers and the A'imma alayhimus salam from the Holy Quran. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.